Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking with Christine Mark?
Yeah, you are. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Christine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Oh, and I was going to call you at the end of the month because I wasn't sure if what process Skylar would have to do. When she comes home, and that'll probably be in, oh, my God, I think she did tell me, and you have to forgive me, I don't remember things too good anymore.
It's okay. Skylar is your granddaughter, right?
Yes, she is. Yes, okay. She is. And right now she's in Bloomsburg College, and she's going through the nursing program. What I'm going to talk to her when she comes home and go back to maybe my 20 hours, and then after she goes back to school, you know, then maybe make arrangements to see, you know, how she can come home, you know, and just do little itty-bitty things for me. But I didn't talk to her yet because I didn't want to bother her until she's actually done with her. This will be her second year that she completed.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then what I'll do before I talk to Skylar is I'll talk to my caseworker and see if I'm allowed to do that. And because I don't want to do anything that'll get you in trouble or me in trouble, or, you know, why make Skylar do the application for your company and then it falls through, because that'll devastate her. I know it would. So.
And do you know when she might be going there, or?
I believe she, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's in May. Either the beginning or the middle of May, because I thought to myself, you know, and she doesn't take classes during the summer. You know, that's why it's just a four-year program. Oh, I'm sure you know that. And she said, no, she has the shits of it. Oh, my God. And she said she wants to take a break over the summer. And I understand. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to her when she comes back home for spring break.
Okay.
And then maybe what we can do is get the process started, and this way then she can start in May when she's finished.
Yeah.
If that's all right with your company, that I don't know how it works there.
That sounds good. Well, the process usually takes 2 weeks. It really depends on how fast Skylar sends the documentation that Human Resources needs. But it should be.
And as far as, believe it or not, I was shocked when I found this out. She had all her inoculations. They demanded that before she started school. So as far as like a TB test, I guess because, you know, they have like clinical where, you know, they actually go into the nursing homes and stuff like that. So she had. If I'm not mistaken, she had a TB booster, which, of course, was negative. And then I don't know exactly what she was inoculated. I think she had, like, a hepatitis vaccine or whatever the hell they give them. And I thought, oh, my God, it's worse than when you start kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to have all these things. But as far as that goes, I guess all you would have to do is, like, retrieve the records because unless you got that done, you weren't allowed to start school. You weren't allowed to start. So, and then I don't know how long, you know, that if you need, like, anything else, then you just tell her where to go.
Yeah, absolutely. They should be reaching out to her. It should make the process faster if she has some of the tests already done. But
believe it or not, that was one of the requirements to start school. I was like really shocked, and maybe because it was nursing, and they knew that, you know, after not the first year she didn't do clinical, but she did the second year, and I thought, okay, and then probably the third year it'll be more. That's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong.
I'm sorry, Christine. I also had to make sure that you were still living on the same address.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And during the last month, have you been admitted to a hospital by any chance?
No.
Okay, well, sounds good. Let's wait. Well, if
and like
she...
I said, I'll definitely keep you posted.
Yeah,
you know,
and
as
if she's
that,
able
because
to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. Go ahead. As a matter of fact, you know, when she comes home, she might be coming home for spring break. I'm not even sure. You know how the kids mm-hmm. are today. They tell you they're coming home, and then they go somewhere with their friends.
Yeah.
So when I have a chance to talk to her, you know, I will, you know, and maybe she won't like the idea, but that's okay with me as well, because I'm doing very, very good. I think this is how I look at it. When you're put in a position where you know you have to do it or it's not going to get done, even if you're slow, you do it.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll talk to her, and then, of course, I'll keep you posted. But
okay,
I don't think that should be a problem at all because, like I said, when she goes back in, I think, if I'm not mistaken, she goes back the last week of August, she'll be starting her third year. So, I mean, she has 2 years completed in nursing. So I don't think that should be a problem with your company.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be. If she accepts to work, just so you know, I only need to have her name, her first and last
okay.
name, and her phone number. That's what
Absolutely.
I need so I can send it to Human Resources.
Absolutely.
But,
okay.
yeah, I will wait for you to keep me posted.
Oh, definitely. I'll keep you posted. I won't ignore you. Trust me. I don't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
I will give you a yes. I will give you a no. I won't let you hang because I don't like that either.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Christine. Thank you. And thank you so much for answering as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Hope you have a great day.
You as well. Okay, sweetheart.
Thank
I'll keep you,
you
posted. Okay.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. Thank you. Bye-bye now.